Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Philip Allen is the chairman of the Economic Development Commission for the town of Winchester. The EDC is sponsoring A Taste of Winstead, an event which runs Saturday, October 7th through Sunday, October 15th, all week long. We'll be discussing the EDC, the upcoming Taste of Winstead, and other upcoming events in Winstead like the Fall Festival and the Classic Antique Boat, Motor, and Fishing Show, and so much more. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Philip Allen here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. Philip Allen, thank you for coming in to WAPJ Torrington Community Radio.
Thank you very much for kindly offering me this time.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. I enjoy the posts that you put on the different Winstead Facebook groups, the information sharing that really promotes what the positive things that are going on in Winstead, because there's a lot of positive things that are going on in Winstead that I think deserves the ear of the public.
Well, I would agree.
And one of the great things that's upcoming is that Taste of Winstead. That's going to be a fantastic program.
We hope that people will enjoy it. We hope that it will bring many people to our community and hopefully get a new view of what the town of Winchester and city of Winstead is all about.
That's fantastic. I'd like to talk just a little bit, just real briefly, if you could. I introduced you as the chairman of the Economic Development Commission for the town of Winchester. Could you just tell me briefly, what is the Economic Development Commission for the town of Winchester? What's its mission statement, if you will?
Okay. Well, the Economic Development Commission was established by charter in the town of Winchester, I believe in the early 80s. And the charge of the commission is to serve as, we're governed by enabling charter language and state law, depending on what exactly we're doing. But our primary role is to do what we can to promote and market the town of Winchester and city of Winstead and its services, industries, businesses, attractions, and so on, and also to serve as an advisory body to our Board of Selectmen should they wish to engage us on, if they're considering questions of economic development, they can ask us to weigh in on questions and provide whatever insight we can.
That's fascinating. So it started in the 80s, and it's carried through to today, and it serves this vital role for the community.
Well, we try. It's an appointed commission. People are not elected to the board of to the Economic Development Commission in our town. And we serve, individual commissioners serve for terms of 5 years at the pleasure of the selectmen. One puts oneself forward to serve in this capacity on a appointed board or commission in town, and then the selectmen determine whether they want to honor that request.
Now, how did you personally get involved with this particular commission? Were you working on projects and so forth, and then caught the eye of the selectmen, or is it something that you professed an interest in doing? How does one, such as yourself,
How does somebody step forward and become part
step
of
Step forward and
these
become
things?
Involved, yes.
It really does start with someone having an interest in whatever the charge or the business of a particular board is. I believe that really on almost all of our boards and commissions in the town of Winchester, there are openings for people who, if they're interested, to step forward. I had already been an alternate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals, and through my volunteer work with Friends of Main Street in Winstead, I was intimately involved in the ongoing work of economic development. And the commission, Economic Development Commission, needed people to step up and help fill it, and so I did.
Now, the Friends of Main Street, that's a separate organization, separate group, but they have kind of a similar,
mission
in the sense of wanting to help promote the positive things going on in Winstead.
Yes, they are complementary in that sense. Friends of Main Street is understandably very focused on Main Street itself,
Right.
It's a huge component in how people perceive our town and making it an attractive place to people want to stop, take a look in the shops that we have, in the restaurants, and so on. EDC, of course, is charged with economic development for the entire town, which includes our industrial parks, questions about overall economic development, which goes beyond just businesses, but includes issues of the livability and the desirability of the community as a place where, as the town is a place where people want to bring their families or recreate families and raise them. So all of that falls within the broad purview of economic development in our view.
Sure, that makes sense. And one of those events that is going to help foster some creative energy and spirit, if you will, is this Taste of Winsted. Please tell me how many restaurants, how many food purveyors, if you will, are involved in this particular
This
event.
particular event involves our four newest restaurants, all of which have opened in the last year, namely New James Mediterranean Bistro on Main Street, Honey Buns Cafe and Bakery, also Main Street, Foxtail Fine Catering and Cafe, again on Main Street, and finally Rally Grill and Tap on Rally Street. The EDC decided that with all the changes that the town has had as far as its dining options are concerned, and with the opening of these new restaurants that are significant departures from what people often complain of as same old pizza, takeout Chinese sort of thing, these are very different restaurants and are all easily candidates for people from throughout our region to make a point of coming to visit. Doing a Taste of Winsted, this particular promotion, allows people to have a sampling of what these new restaurants have to offer. If they haven't, local people largely have already made a visit, but we're reaching out to people within a convenient driving distance to try to bring them into town for the week. And so they'll have an opportunity of seeing what, as each of these restaurants puts their best foot forward, in the program, they'll hopefully see, get some steady regular customers out of this promotion.
Absolutely, and it makes it that destination for people to go to that place and discover a new restaurant that will become hopefully a favorite of theirs.
We think that there's real potential for Winsted being a dining destination in the variety and quality of the food that we have all that existed up until this last year. We've expanded the variety, and building on what has been a very strong and successful restaurant sector in the main in our town, this gives us the opportunity of really reaching out to our surrounding communities, and get them to come in and come down and discover who we are and what we have to offer.
Now, to put some clarifying points to this Taste of Winsted, how are passports involved? How do pa the how does the passport system work?
Okay. Well, each restaurant is committed to produce giving making an contributing to a suite of coupons that will offer special discounts and offers for their restaurant for the coming months ahead. For example, the restaurants that offer catering as a big part of their business may offer a coupon that offers a discount on a catering job, for example, or a buy one, get one half off, or some other kinds of offers that people will be able to use. The little passport is actually going to be just kind of a little flip phone shaped piece of tag board with the restaurants listed with their logos and such. And as during the course of the week, once you've visited that restaurant, they will stamp your passport with an appropriate stamp for that restaurant. And at the end of it all, you visit at least two of those four participating restaurants, send us in your passport, and you will get it by return mail a packet of offers from all four. Hopefully, will be of value to our participants and obviously, hopefully, of value to the businesses that we're hoping to boost with this.
That's really interesting. Now, where can people pick up these
The
passports?
passports will be available at each of the restaurants participating. So you can get one at your first visit, if you will. However, if you are in Winsted and you happen to stop in at Town Hall or Health Food Corner, for example, Winsted News, Friends of Main Street, Several outlets, as if you will have passports available that you can pick up at your convenience starting from about Wednesday next week.
That's fantastic. So just for more information, remember A Taste of Winstead. It's a Winstead Restaurant Week. It comes from October 7th through the 15th, and this is sponsored by the Economic Development Commission for the town of Winchester. And people can pick up these passports at Town Hall, the library, Beardsley at Memorial Library in Winstead, Friends of Main Street, Health Food Corner, Winstead News, Morsel Monk, and many other places. So this is going to be an incredible Taste of Winstead journey.
We certainly hope so.
When we're going to take our first break, when we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the exciting things that are going on at Winstead, and also what does it take to be a chairman and to be a part of the Economic Development Commission. So we're going to be right back here with Philip Allen here on Nutmeg Chatter. Back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Philip Allen. He is the chairman for the Economic Development Commission for the town of Winchester. We were talking in the first segment about one of the events that are sponsored by the EDC, which is A Taste of Winstead, which seems like a fantastic and interesting event. But there are other events that the EDC does sponsor or promote. And I was wondering, how does one operate as a chairman of the EDC? When do you meet? And how are ideas expressed to you?
EDC is a formal commission of the town of Winchester, so we operate under legal restrictions, if you will, insofar as we have regular meetings with published agendas, like all of our other boards and commissions do.
Mm-hmm.
EDC meets regularly on the third Tuesday of the month, unless there's a competition with a major holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And one gets to be chairman by not being able to dodge a bullet. There's little glory in being the chair of a commission, and sometimes people have to be sort of hornswoggled into taking the responsibility. Our commission, we have a limit of being 3 years as chair before somebody new has to rotate in.
Mm-hmm.
So I have another year or so on my term to run, where I could conceivably stay chair, assuming that nobody else wants it more than I do.
Now, after 3 years, because they want a variety and diversity of opinions and thoughts, they're going to have somebody step into that role, but you could still stay on that commission.
I will still be a commissioner, yes.
Okay.
And maybe be an officer of the commission as well. I could be a vice chair, or I could be secretary or whatever, assuming that there's nobody else already doing those jobs who wants to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as most of our town commissions struggle to find people to actually serve, it's often a challenge to get people on a commission to take on the responsibility of chairing it, which is really not, it's a matter of setting agendas and running a meeting and all that sort of thing. But I haven't found it too terribly onerous yet in terms of, but this is the only commission I chair.
So, mm-hmm.
People are free to come to our meetings and raise issues. There's public comment in our agenda every month, so that's always an option. People can reach out to any commission member if they have ideas or complaints or concerns, or the rare folks who want to say, hey, great job, thanks. But they can reach out to any of our commissioners and be able to share those thoughts. They can do so in private, or they can come to a meeting and share it publicly.
You know what? It's interesting. You said on the rare occasion somebody might say, "Good job, thanks for some of the things." Could you just share with me just a couple of prior events that the EDC has sponsored or supported for the Winstead community that people might not put two and two together, EDC, with these type of events?
Well, I think actually we do a pretty good job of blowing our own horn when we actually single-handedly start stuff and carry through on it. We were responsible for the recent republication of a guide to Winstead that is being distributed through the Connecticut State Welcome Centers that still exist on the state highways. I believe there are four remaining. And as well being distributed to hospitality venues in Berkshire County and Northwest Corner that lists attractions, dining, shopping, and services available in town. Those businesses that sort of made sense with a tourist-directed piece of information. They're all included in the brochure. It was produced in collaboration with Friends of Main Street, and was free for a service of Economic Development Commission to the town. No business had to pay to be included in this particular guide, and that's something that we'll continue to do going forward.
Now, one of the things that I've noted from one of my prior interviews that I had with Amy Nguyen, who is the executive director for the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council.
Yes.
And something that we discussed was the fact that the tourism dollars that come in that are generated from things in the arts and culture community can't be overstated. In fact, it is a shocking return on investment in a positive way. The return on investment that having these type of events, it just generates interest and real dollars to small businesses within the community. So even if the small business in a town may not be directly related to the event that's occurring, they receive that benefit from people, tourists, coming into that community.
Correct.
Is that something that you find as well?
Certainly, we see it directly in terms of the people who come to Winstead because they are drawn to one of the any number of attractions that we have, but including Whiting Mills, the American Museum of Tort Law, certainly, of course, our lakes and other venues. And as these, especially as the arts expands as a focus in the community, we have every reason to believe that the national average of return on investment in the creative economy is roughly $1.80 returned for every dollar spent. It's not a bad rate of return when you think about how much can get spent on other projects that don't bring in quite so much. Our perspective, again, as I mentioned, is that there are many, many pieces that come together to make a total package of why someone wants to be in the town of Winchester, whether it's to do business or to raise their family, to make a life for themselves. And all of these bits and pieces, like the ongoing trails development that's going to, by the end of next summer, is going to have the Still River Greenway extended into downtown Winstead.
That's huge.
It's a big deal, and it's important to lots of people for different reasons. But among them, we know from a variety of studies that one of the things that people are looking for, especially younger families, are walkable communities with outdoor recreation opportunities that are close by. So the trails is it's a great thing from the point of view of physical fitness for people and for being out in nature, but it also has a very, very concrete impact on how desirable a community is to live in and to do business in.
That's fantastic. Well, you know what? We're going to take our second break, believe it or not. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Classic Antique Boat, Motor, and Fishing Show.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some more upcoming events that will be celebrated in the town of Winchester. So we'll be back with Philip Allen here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in WAPJ studio in Torrington is Philip Allen, who is the chairman of the Economic Development Commission for the town of Winchester. We've talked about some events that are taking place, like the, A Taste of Winstead. We're also now looking as well at the Classic Antique Boat Motor and Fishing Show, and there's an additional event, the Fall Festival. So, Philip, what do you want to talk about first? What would be a great way to talk?
Well, let's start with the Fall Festival.
Certainly.
This is the 20th year of Winsted's Fall Festival, where we have vendors and food vendors and other kinds of folks with stuff to sell come along with as well as local community organizations. This is, of course, a political campaign year, so all the campaigns will be participating, reaching out to potential voters. And as part of the Fall Festival, which, as I think I just said, this is the 20th year that the town of Winsted has done it, has held it. Friends of Main Street has been responsible for organizing it for at least 10 of those years. In any event, as part of the big day of festivity, the EDC has sponsored the Winchester Classic Antique Boat Motor and Fishing Show. Which will bring, as of the present moment, I think we have a total of 15 exhibitors who will be bringing boats, antique motors, and antique fishing gear. Anything actually that's pre-1973 qualifies as
As
an entry,
classic. Okay.
for the age cutoff of such things. But I know that at least one of the fishing displays is a collection of gear from the 1930s, 1920s, 1930s. There are other fishing memorabilia that will be entered, as well as outboard motors and, of course, the boats themselves.
Very nice. And you know what? It's going to be a fantastic day.
Beautiful day. The
So,
forecast is lovely.
right.
I want to mention that with the friends of, with the Fall Festival, there will the Zola Boys, the fabulous
Oh, certainly.
bluegrass sensations that are our local guys,
Yeah.
will be performing between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. In several sets. They're not going to play for all those hours straight, of course,
Certainly, right.
but they will be performing between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the day. We believe that Barbara Lombardo will be providing other music. We have Cranky's Dogs, Barbecue by Chris, in addition to New James, Monaco's, Padres, and Honey Buns with food. Vendors like LuLaRoe, jewelry, a number of different, a lot of different things will be available on the day.
And just to clarify again, where is the actual event and where do people park?
Aha, yes. The actual event takes place between Case Avenue and Union Street on Main Street. The north side of Main Street, westbound traffic, that's closed off starting early in the morning, and people set up along the way with the various things that will be happening. And parking is where you can find it. We encourage people to park on side streets and walk into the festival, depending on but it's there is parking around. You just may have to walk a block or two to get claim to get in.
Okay, and that's on street parking, and park as close as you can to the event.
Well, there's that, and there is a municipal lot on Elm Street on the north side of Center Firehouse that's available, and so there is that particular parking lot. There's the skate park parking lot on Willow Street and Raleigh, which that's a bit of a schlep, but it's going to be a beautiful day and a great day for a stroll.
That's
You can
right.
do part of the City Walk loop by parking there and coming into the festival. Speaking of the City Walk, the Winsted Trails organization is sponsoring an open air art event in which some 12 artists have committed to positioning themselves on the City Walk and painting, drawing, sketching in a variety of media. The finished works will be auctioned off next spring in a program to in a special effort to raise money to cover some of what isn't included in our $1.2 million grant for the Still River Greenway extension. So that's also taking place on this one day, October 7th, Saturday, October 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon in wonderful downtown Winsted.
And what else is on the horizon for the EDC as we get later on in the year? What is something that people can look forward to
What are
after this weekend?
we doing next? Well, our I think our next biggest task is to complete work on some marketing materials that we are developing in collaboration with the Office of Town Planner and Community Planning and Community Development for outreach to businesses looking for properties in Winsted. We've developed some of that material. We have finished that up. We're looking at sponsoring more things focusing on dining. In the next year, we'll be reissuing our Discover Winsted tourist brochure in the spring, and we're around to lend support and help to any organizations that are doing things that promote Winsted, and certainly to anyone who's looking to do business in Winsted. We exist in part to help facilitate things and make sure that they're able to talk to the people they need to speak to get things done and to help Winsted grow.
That's fantastic, because there's so much going on in Winsted, so much positive energy. The American Mural Project, incredible. Whiting Mills, the new Mad River Lofts are going to be hosting a fall flanger.
The fall culture mix.
Culture mix,
the North,
that's right.
With Northwest Community, the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council.
That's right.
On October 19th. Preceded, interestingly, by a mass MoCA workshop of taxation for artists earlier that day.
Interesting.
An important and useful workshop for artists and helping them to think through some of the business aspects of their life in art.
Absolutely.
We also, of course, have on the horizon the pending development of Winsted Edgeworks, the former Lambert Kay.
Wow, yeah.
That sale, of course, went through several months ago with unanimously in a town meeting, unheard of unanimity in a town meeting. And that's going to work will be seen very soon on that as they gear up to renovate and repurpose the building in which both Mad River Market and Little Red Barn Brewers are pledged to be part of, and also Scene Art Bar. Which is currently in business in Unionville, is opening up another branch of their business in what will be with the Winsted Edgeworks at 32 Lake Street.
So a lot of exciting things going on in Winsted. For more information, if people want to find out more information about what it is the EDC does, what's the best way for them to find that information?
The best way is to go to our town website, townofwinchester.org. www, of course, and you can see click down in boards and commissions and you'll see the EDC, and that will link you to some of our material. But we also have a dedicated page called Open for Business, and in which we try to make sure that we try to help fill empty properties. We try to help businesses and property owners link up, whether it's for a lease or sale. You can find that kind of information online, and a number of other useful resources for people who are looking to do business in Winsted.
That's fantastic. So if you go to www.townofwinchester.org, there are two kind of side pages from that. There's /open for business, and there's also the actual EDC itself. Economic Development
Commission. Yes.
Well, Philip Allen, thank you for coming in to talk to us today on Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you very much, and I encourage all of your listeners to come out on Saturday the 7th for the Fall Festival and all the amazing things that are going to happen on that day. And if you can't make that, if you're committed to the zillion other things going on in October in the Northwest Corner, remember to stop in Winsted during our Taste of Winsted Restaurant Week and experience some really wonderful cuisine.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube royalty-free music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned. We have a special episode coming up right away. It is an interview with Todd Russo, who's going to be performing as part of the Renegades for the Harwington Fair. Then stay tuned for more music on WAPJ, followed by No Commercial Potential from 5 to 7, and Pickin' Fiddlin' from 7 to 9, and The Jukebox from 9 to 11. We thank you for listening to Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you.